JC Jewelers, this is Hannah. How can I help you?
Hi, Miss Hannah. It's Aubrey. I thought I was calling
Hi, oh my gosh.
The other store, so I apologize.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad you called because I think I telepathically sent you a message.
Oh, really?
Call me, yeah.
I love that for us then. Yeah, well, your magic ball is working. I love that. My magic ball that says that we can get things done faster than we can is not working accurately, and I'm very frustrated. But just on a level of the document that your husband filled out, it has still just a P.O. box on it. I'm like, you guys know that it's, like, affiliated with JC Jewelers. It's written right there. It's in my notes. Like, come on now. Don't hold me up for an hour and a half for that.
Weird.
What is wrong with you? But I get it. They have a lot of responsibilities on their shoulders, being that they're the ones who approve. And if, let's say, they give approval to something on a high dollar amount that does not work out and it gets lost or doesn't get paid all the way, that's on their back. So I'll let the credit department do whatever they got to do.
Totally. Yes. So do you just need you need him to fill out the form?
On that form that's populated, if he could next to it. I didn't realize it was just a P.O. box that it would populate your P.O. box and not your actual town address. If he could just sign that and then do a little signature next to it on the top part of that form and then send just the top sheet back, that would be awesome. It's for our FedEx purposes more than anything. And if you guys wanted the shop as a second location, because I know it's down and around the corner, then you would add that as your second location in that same spot.
Okay. Okay, so just to be clear, you want him to update the form and add our store address and then sign at the top.
Just a little signature next to the store.
Sign at the bottom.
Yeah, he already filled out everything. I literally have been waiting for no reason in my mind because every you guys are good to go, essentially, when I get the updated status on that. So I apologize.
Nice. Okay. No, no worries.
And like I said, I thought I was calling the other location, so I apologize getting you, but it sounds like it's a good thing. So talk to me, sister.
Yeah. So we are looking for some diamond studs.
Okay.
And I am looking for my sticky note where I wrote the sizes. That I think I – oh, yeah, right here. I'm just kind of looking at, like, pricing.
Well, why don't
right
I do
now?
This? Why don't I send you over our good, our better, and our best, but don't look at the good because Ange won't allow that to take place.
Okay.
The better and the best are, and the qualities are right above there. Like, the goods are the I-1, I-2 level. Like, you're competing with Costco but need something that's going to be nicer than what they can provide. That's what the goods are. It's not. It's like your chain store people that come walking in, which you guys don't get a ton of. You guys have more, you know, clientele that comes in because they want customer. They want this.
Yeah.
Good, don't look at. But I'm going to email that over to you right now, to your email.
Okay.
What else can I help
you
with?
I think that's it for right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank
I've been
you.
Trying not to hit everybody up with all kinds of details and information and go crazy. So I will leave you to just this piece of paper. And it is a fill out. So if you want to fill it out, take a photo, and get it back to me, you can do it that way with whatever you guys are looking for.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Thank you.
Oh, what? Absolutely, all day and every day. Thank you guys for being open to working with me and keeping it right here. I love it for everybody.
It's so good.
All right, sister.
Thanks,
I will let you go.
Have
Thank you. Bye-bye.